Let's just say it. There has been a lot of really bad news. Terrorism, war, disease. So for a change, we bring you puppies. A few years ago, animal photographer Seth Castile became a sensation. His photos of dogs underwater went viral. What followed was a book deal and a New York Times bestseller. Now Seth Castile has another book coming out. It is possibly the only thing cuter than underwater dogs. Underwater puppies. As for where he got the idea to do photo shoots of dogs underwater?
Not even my idea. Actually, it was a dog's idea, which makes sense.
Okay.
Buster the Cavalier, King Charles Spaniel, back in 2010. At an on-land photo shoot, he decided he would rather be in the swimming pool. So he just started jumping in over and over again. I was supposed to just document his personality through a series of photographs on land. But he had other plans, and after he just kept jumping in over and over again.
You were like, I'm going to jump in too.
I'm jumping in. So yeah, got a little point-and-shoot underwater camera, took a few snapshots, and that was the beginning of the series of underwater dogs.
And for people who can't picture an image right now, explain what this breed of dog looks like.
So a small dog, big personality. They come in various colors, and they have long, flowing hair. One of my favorite breeds for sure, but this is the little guy, Buster, who started the whole thing. I actually have a giant tattoo of his face tattooed on my arm.
So you feel like you owe a lot to this dog?
Oh, yeah. This little dog changed my life. I was just telling somebody the other day, you know, the original book, Underwater Dogs, it really shouldn't have my name on the cover. It should say Underwater Dogs by Buster.
By Buster.
With a little help from Seth Castile.
Love that. Well, so why puppies? Why'd you decide to use puppies in this new book?
Well, after dogs happened, and dogs was just such a random project that happened, it became successful out of nowhere, it changed my life literally overnight. And I was thinking about other things that I wanted to do, what's the next project? I thought, hey, puppies, can I do puppies? And what I found out was not only could I do it, but I needed to do it for a couple of different reasons. Number one, swimming pool safety. Super duper important for all the listeners out there with their pets. So many people forget that our swimming pools, as much fun as they are a danger. And they can be a danger to our children and to our fur children. And they will learn. I mean, a lot of these puppies I work with, for underwater puppies, I work with over 1,500. All it took was just a few times putting them in the water and teaching them where the exit is. And they figured it out.
1,500 puppies, and many, if not all of them, were rescue puppies, right? That seemed important to you.
Yeah, that's another big part of why I wanted to make this book. I got started in photography back in 2007 just through volunteering at local animal shelters to take better pictures to get the dogs and cats adopted. I thought, hey, let's use some incredible adoptable puppy ambassadors just to show people how terrific these little guys are.
Well, okay, I need to hear the logistics of all this. When you are swimming with a puppy and getting these underwater shots, take me there.
I'm wearing a dog costume so that the dogs can feel like they can feel like I'm one of the pack.
And they feel like they belong. Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Just kidding.
Okay, so costume check.
Yeah, I usually just wear a wetsuit just in case, you know, if you spend 12 hours in a pool with a bunch of dogs, inevitably you're going to get scratched up a little bit. So I do wear a wetsuit, but I just hold my breath. That's about it. I'm underwater, sometimes just a few seconds, sometimes 30 seconds, 60 seconds. But I have my wetsuit on. I bring the toys. I bring the fun. And we just have a blast.
And Seth, let me just ask you this. What do you think it is about puppies that sort of gets this reaction from people?
You know, puppies lift our spirits. They don't care who you are, what you've been doing, where you're going. They just want to love you, and they just want to be your friend. And I think that's always going to make us feel good.
It's been a lot of fun talking to you. You really do bring the fun. Seth, thanks a lot.
Thanks, man. I appreciate being here.
The book, Underwater Puppies, comes out this month. This is NPR News.